there, and welcome to the Heat podcast we're obsessed with. That's where a bunch of us from Heat get together every week to talk about the stories that we're obsessed with this week. So we cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more celebrity gossip, the magazine is out now and Heat Radio is on 24/7. Plus, you can go to heatworld.com for all the breaking news. I'm Jo.
I'm Fia.
And I'm Lucy.
And we're about to discuss the royal baby. How could we not talk about the royal baby this week?
Oh, it was so exciting. It was so cute. But did you see before the royal baby made its royal appearance, that couple that walked out of the hospital with their baby?
That was the best bit.
That was the highlight of the royal baby.
Amazing.
Were you on baby watch?
Do you know what? I was really excited about it. I don't know what it is about the royals having babies, but it's just very exciting. And I was watching Sky News 24/7.
Yeah, like, there wasn't that much of a baby watch because I remember with George, it went on for days.
Oh, yeah.
We had a reporter outside the hospital. She was there for about 3 days, I think. Then, you know, went away, came back, went away. And this one happened really quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
She's in at 6, out by 4?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, you'd like a little bit more taken care of, wouldn't you, after having a baby? You'd like to, like, lie down a little bit there,
well, she
maybe
was
get
quite,
lunch.
She was quite pampered.
Yeah.
She was taken care of more than most, I think. Not many people get a full blow dry and styling.
I have never had a baby, so I don't know. But I imagine if you've just had a baby, the last thing you want to be doing is like putting on a pair of heels and posing for photos.
And pants, as you so rightly said in the office, Lucy.
Why would you want to put on pants?
Why would you want to put on pants?
Yeah,
because you've just had a baby.
Well, you kind of have to put on pants after you've had a baby.
The worst thing ever, exactly.
Yeah.
But then, do you know what I mean? Put on pants and then go out and see people.
Do you not just want to sit in a gown? Like an airy...
I don't know.
I know nothing about babies.
I don't know. When I have my son, I wanted to get out of the hospital as quickly as possible. But I also wore my tracksuit bottoms. My hair was scraped back and there was absolutely not one bit of makeup on my face.
For the next month or so.
Yeah, yeah. 3 years.
No, I know. Same here. Yeah. And I had 2 cesareans, so I can't really comment because I would definitely not be walking straight out of the hospital.
No.
So much is made of the fact that, you know, how could she look that good? And isn't, you know, what the pressure to look that good? And it's like, well...
She's a royal.
She's a royal.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they do. And she seems to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you can't take away from the fact that the love on her face when she was there with her little boy.
Yeah.
I felt like they looked more excited and more in love. Not that they love this one anymore.
They say the youngest is the favourite, don't they?
Didn't you think it looked like that?
I'm the youngest.
Joyous.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
I think also they've done it, 3 times now, so it's not as nerve-wracking. I think when George was born, that pressure to put the car seat in properly and everything like that must have been huge. Whereas now it's like, it's just another one. Washed
also,
it out.
They've already had a boy, they've already had a girl, so like whatever happens, they knew what was coming. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like... Because with Charlotte, it was like, oh, well, it's a girl, so it's even more exciting.
Oh, she is so,
she's so cute. Her wave.
Oh, she's
iconic.
2 years old.
She's so cute. I can't believe they sent them to school.
Yes.
I mean, come on, they must have a nanny that could keep them at home. Let the kids have a day off school. Their baby brother's being born.
But Charlotte looks like, because she's kind of going to this nursery, almost like a school, and she doesn't seem like, I've got a 2-year-old. And he does not behave like her.
She's so dignified, like she's so graceful.
She's like 2 going on 10, isn't she?
That's very true. I didn't really think about the fact that she was 2 years old.
Yeah, she's only 2.
I mean, to be honest, I was even shocked that baby was born this week. It feels like it was born like a month ago now.
And
we still don't know its name. It'll probably be announced after we finish recording this.
Yes.
Full
As you can tell, this is a live podcast.
Yeah. I will do like a really awkward edit of like, oh,
it's Arthur.
Wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Just keep reeling off names.
Harold.
Albert. I kind of hope that it is Prince Albert.
That would be awesome.
I mean, it's up there as one of the favourites, to be
Is
fair.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, someone's having a serious laugh.
Do they not know what that means?
Yeah, exactly.
Do the royals know these things?
Probably
like, are they
not
sheltered from these kind of now slang things? That they might be like, that's a great name. And you'd be like, oh no.
Do
it's
you
like
know,
Kylie Jenner naming her daughter Stormy. And it's like, do you not understand what's going on right now?
What does Stormy mean?
Because there's that like porn star that's like in massive, like she's been sued by Trump and stuff.
Oh, really?
She's called Stormy. And then when it was like, my baby's called Stormy, and everyone was like, oh, great.
Christian is like, you idiot.
not the week to do it.
Well, talking about the Kardashians, love the fact that Kim Kardashian put that picture on Instagram on the day that the royal baby arrives, called a party of five with her and her Kanye and the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they are so cute.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
I mean, that she, picture was so
they call her she.
Adorable.
Chicago. She?
Shy, I think. I think it's Shy.
Yeah.
That baby is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
The cutest thing I've ever seen.
She looks like she's made out of sugar.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. That's her little hands. Oh, she's just beautiful.
Oh, they produce some seriously good-looking kids, that family, don't they? Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Although Shy does look very different to the other two, doesn't she? Because obviously she was via surrogate. Don't you think she looks totally
more,
different?
Are there more paternal issues in the Kardashian household?
I mean, who knows where those kids come from?
The glory days before Kanye became problematic on Twitter again.
Oh,
we
no.
had that photo.
Yeah.
Everything's changed.
Oh, he's carrying his phone around with him everywhere, isn't he? I love the fact he's back on Twitter.
I do too. To be honest, I quite like him. I quite like him. I think he's just a lunatic. And he's quite funny.
He's mental. Do you think he will try and run for presidency? It's the kind of thing he would do.
I think he will run as an independent party. So
yeah.
He won't align with anyone, and so he won't get anywhere.
I think he could. I mean,
if it's him and Donald Trump against each other, like we deserve whatever. Like we deserve World War III. Do you know what I mean?
It's just laughable though. The things that he says. It's like every time he comes back on Twitter, you think someone's hacked his account and they're just taking a mickey. Like the last time when he was on going, asking Mark Zuckerberg for money and calling
out. Now he's asking the guy from Apple for money as well.
I think he asked Elon Musk as well, or certainly there was some sort of conversation going on there.
I feel like him and Elon Musk would be like a great duo.
Definitely.
Elon Musk is nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a really drunk person having like outbursts on Twitter, but it's just him. And he's like,
and then you've got Kim going, listen, everybody, leave Kanye alone. He's out of the darkness now, and he's just an artist, and he's daring to be different.
He's a
free thinker. In 10 years' time, you'll all realize he was right. And it's like, oh, shut up, Kim.
Right about what, though? Like, I don't even know what he could be right about.
No.
Like, he's just rambling on nonsense. Like, you're not going to be like,
I really want him to start calling out Beyonce and Jay-Z again, though.
Oh, yeah.
I really want that to happen.
There were some really funny, like, memes that I saw of, like, paparazzi shots of Jay-Z eating with Blue Ivy, and she's like, why is everyone calling Uncle Kanye like a madman? And he's like, oh, he's not your Uncle Kanye anymore. He hasn't been your Uncle Kanye for a long time.
We don't talk about him anymore.
He's like the awkward one in the family. He's not even in the family. But like, the bad seed that you don't invite
the
to parties.
Well, it was as soon as he got together with Kim Kardashian, they literally like cut him off,
yeah,
didn't they?
Completely.
Well, they're a power couple. You could, like, they do that, don't they? They have to kind of, like, not be seen as being, like, a reality TV program best buddy.
Yeah, they didn't go to their wedding, did they?
No,
pointedly. Made some excuse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Still don't know what I make of the whole Beyonce, Jay-Z thing, because it's crazy. They just do something and, like, it's massive. Like, you know, Coachella was huge for her.
Yeah.
And you know, like, she's everywhere again, yet she still never does any interviews. Her music isn't actually that successful.
I feel like, because I have gone on record that I'm not the hugest Beyonce fan. Like, I think that she's stupidly talented, but, and I love Destiny's Child more than anything, but I really don't...
Well, I don't like Beyonce.
But I don't mind her. I don't like... I mean, I think that she is exactly the same as Taylor Swift in the way that she, like, markets herself, but somehow people are like, it's okay that Beyonce does it, but it's not okay that Taylor Swift does it.
Yeah.
And I actually just find all the, like, hype around it way too much.
See, I don't.
Way too much.
I completely disagree. I think Beyonce is all the hype, and I think she does it very well. It's a bit like Adele. You come away from the scene, and, you, like, stories come out every so often about them, and it's playing it to their best advantage, really. And then it's coming out, and I know her music doesn't do amazingly. It's not like number one after number one after number one, but they are songs that will be around forever, really.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like, not her new stuff,
though. No, not so much her new stuff.
Like, Lemonade was, a very artistic album.
Yes.
I actually quite liked it. But in terms of sales, it bombed.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
No Destiny's Child, guys.
I mean, and who plays her music on the radio?
Heat Radio.
Old stuff, though. Old stuff. No one plays her new stuff.
No, that's not very really. True. That's very true. But yeah, hopefully she'll go back to more her old stuff. Maybe she was just having a Kanye moment, you know, experimenting.
Her and now she's good.
Yes. And
well,
like,
yeah.
Goes back to good old Beyonce. Now she's done Destiny's Child. She's kind of got to go back down that route, doesn't
she?
Yeah,
we need some big pop bangers from her now.
Yeah.
And not that she's going to go anywhere, because she'll still be massive whatever she does.
Exactly.
Before we stop talking about babies, can you believe that Rachel Weisz is pregnant?
Who's Rachel Weisz?
Daniel Craig's wife.
Oh.
See, so I didn't buy them as a couple at all.
No, me neither.
I did not buy them. I thought that they were such a showmance for whatever reason.
I'm going to have to Google this. I'm so bad. Is she an actress?
Yes. Very good actress.
Oh, really? What's she been in? A really good actress. She's been in so many great films.
She is one of those actresses that is in everything, but you could not mention.
Well, she's won an Oscar, hasn't she?
Has she?
For something.
She's in About a Boy.
Oh, is she?
She's the one that Hugh Grant ends up with at the end. Oh, really nice school mum, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sure she has way better films.
There's loads of other films. There was a really weird film with Colin Farrell.
The Lobster.
She was in that.
The Lobster. I really need to start watching more films. It's terrible. I just literally... Kardashians.
Oh, she was in the Mummy series.
Yeah, see, I watch films and then completely forget about them.
She was in... I don't know any of these films. I haven't seen any of these. She was in The Constant Gardener.
Yes, so that's what she... Did she get an Oscar for that?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
If there's anything, that's what it'll be for.
She did. I interviewed her for that years ago.
I've never heard of any of these films. It's terrible.
Yeah.
About a Boy. I'm with you with About a Boy. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That. Yeah, yeah.
She'll be so happy that that's the only one that we know. Pippa Middleton's pregnant.
Yes. Loads of people are getting pregnant at the moment, aren't they?
It's all
about
babies.
Spring, lambs are being born.
It's because winter, and it was a long old winter as well.
Sure
so
was.
Lots of people trying to keep warm during Beast of the East.
Yeah.
And a lot more happens.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I've just gone and had a look. There's a list of people who are pregnant. Chrissy Teigen, Eva Longoria, Kate Hudson, Cardi B, and Kirsten Dunst. God.
I feel like Kirsten Dunst has been pregnant forever.
I know, me too.
I love Kirsten.
Cardi B was quite cool. That was revealed on Saturday Night
Live.
She's
only 25, which I find
is
mad.
She?
Yeah.
What, mad to have a baby at 25?
No,
or just the fact
I just
that
find
she's 25?
I find it mad that she is 25 and is also having a baby one in the same year that she's like exploded.
Yeah.
Which obviously, you know, you can't help but.
It'll only be a good thing for her.
Oh, yeah. She's like a bajillionaire. So
yeah.
I just think it's mad. Yeah.
I wonder what they'll call their baby.
Oh, something iconic, I think.
Yeah.
Not anything
that
normal. We can predict. I don't think.
I'm slightly obsessed with Cardi B at the moment. I annoy everyone in the office because I'm constantly watching videos going, oh, this one's so funny. She was probably like, you know, I'm 2 years too late, I think. But
yeah.
I know she's massive right now, but if you were really cool, you would have heard about her at least 2 years ago.
I hadn't.
Yeah, I hadn't.
I'm not cool.
No, I'm not cool either. Not at all. Not at all.
We're all just like very like, oh, maybe we aren't cool actually.
Is it mainstream? Oh, okay.
You know what? I've resigned myself to the fact that like when I was younger, I used to be really into like discovering new music.
Me too.
And now it's like whatever Spotify wants to give me, I'll take.
Yeah.
Like, I do not go far on the Spotify playlist before I settle on something.
I love it where it just creates your own playlist as well. So you don't even need to think anymore.
Discover
and then
weekly.
You're like, oh, who is this? And then you realise it's something that's been quite big. Loads of number ones, but never heard of them before.
I want to talk about the Kardashians again because Kim Kardashian's got a new perfume out, as you will know from her Instagram feed.
Yes.
And so she's been putting naked shots of her body all over her Instagram again. And she thinks that she's the only person to mould a bottle into the shape of her body for her fragrance. Clearly forgetting
Jean-Paul
Gaultier. All about Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Right? Yeah. That was so iconic when it came out. I remember like my mum having the Jean-Paul Gaultier. I think it was like when I was younger, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a naked body.
Yeah.
And being so shocked by it. And that was like, what, 20... 20-ish years ago.
20 years, yeah, because I was at
Sorry
school.
Came,
yeah. Yeah, and that came out, crikey, yeah. That showed my age, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I was going to say, I was probably at uni. You know, my mum said, I'm like, really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, my mum's like that too.
I remember buying myself a bottle.
With your student loan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Frittering it away on things like that. It was always too strong, though, that Jean Paul Gaultier.
It's not nice.
Very sickly.
It's not very nice.
It's quite potent.
I don't know
it?
What the Kim K one smells like.
I don't know. I would
imagine it'd be sickly though.
I really liked her perfume that was in the shape of a heart. That was quite cool. Like the ones that she came out with that she was like sending to her haters and the people who loved her. That was cool. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm just kind of sick of seeing Kim's body.
I'm sick of her body.
And also, I'm sorry, but her boobs are not real.
Well, nothing's real.
Nothing's real. But her boobs especially, like she's had three kids. They can't be two kids naturally. But like she... Well, she never admits to her surgery, but like I actually just get mad at how perfect her boobs are.
She says her bum is real.
It's absolutely not. You can see it in photos that she's had injections.
It's just like, I mean, in this day and age, having someone who's so popular with kids flaunting themselves like that in a very unrealistic body. I just don't think it's a good thing.
I think that's the thing. I don't mind people like showing their body. I'm not being like, oh, put it away. But I think there's dishonesty about what is attainable.
And when, you know, young women are thinking, well, that's maybe how I need to look.
Yeah.
To be fair, if I look like that, I'll be walking around the office freaking naked.
I saw that when I was like tucking into some chicken nuggets last night. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
But nothing moves. It looks plastic, all of it.
Oh, dear. I know. It is crazy, actually, isn't it? I mean, I think the thing is with Kim Kardashian, she's kind of sold her entire life really around her body and various parts, hasn't she? Really, it's what got them famous.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So I mean, it's keeping them up there.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. Anytime I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or any interview with her or anything, I actually really like her.
I do as well.
She does make me laugh, and she's super smart.
Oh, they're so smart. Mm. Kris Jenner, I just would love to live in Kris Jenner's brain for a day. Like, yeah. I think.
And house.
I just want to be Kris Jenner.
Her bank account. Yeah. Nice. She is like the like puppet master of all of this stuff. Like my feeling is that this whole Kanye thing is orchestrated by Kris Jenner to stop people talking about Tristan and Khloe.
Oh, that's a good theory.
And she gave him his logins again.
Yeah.
She was like, because then now no one's talking about Tristan cheating on Khloe.
That is, yes.
I don't know, though.
I think that's a very good shout.
Works harder,
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening with those two? So Chloe's had her baby.
Yeah. Tristan cheated.
He's cheated.
Multiple times.
Unsurprisingly.
Unsurprisingly, you're doing the legal spout. Allegedly.
Yeah. Well,
I just feel sorry for Chloe. She can't catch a break.
I know. She's, and out of all of them, I think she comes across the nicest one, doesn't she?
I think she used to be the funny one, and then she got fit, and now she's boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she used to be like the funny kind of like sarcastic one, and then she put everything into like looking incredible.
And she's lost.
And she now is like kind of that standard thing of like you spend all your time in the gym and you lose your personality.
Eating salad. Yeah. Mm. That's all they ever eat in the Kardashians. You know when they go out to lunch and stuff, they always have a glass of water and a huge bowl of leaves.
Yeah. I mean, they must have like a hip flask of gin next to them. I mean, there's no way. Like,
they don't drink.
Courtney does a bit now, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, and
she's
Chris
actually
does.
Come out of her shell a lot.
Yeah.
Courtney. Actually, I'm starting to like Courtney. Chris drinks a lot.
Chris drinks,
she?
Yeah. Kim does not drink.
Gosh. Chris just probably gets like, she must have the highest blood pressure dealing with that family. She's like, I need this wine.
Shakes every day. I need a glass.
Do you know what? They just need to look at their bank account and be like, oh, okay, the leaves are worth it. Like, That's all they need to do.
Should we talk about BGT?
Yes.
I actually haven't watched it. I don't know how.
I have not either.
I don't know how. I haven't. But
It came out of nowhere.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they were kind of talking about it in the Daily Mail, being like, oh, here's Amanda Holden turning up to the auditions. Then it was just like, plump, it's on Saturday. Normally there's a massive build-up.
Yeah.
It's on like everywhere saying out this Saturday. But then it just kind of like turned up out of the blue.
Is it the Ant thing?
Well, I think that they didn't do as much because
they
promo
normally
around
do
it.
A big red carpet, yeah, of don't course, they? Yeah. And you never get Simon, but you'll get the rest of them.
You never get Antil Deck either.
You never get Antil Deck. Really, why do we go? But,
we always get Amanda Holden.
But yeah, no, there's nothing of that.
Stephen
and I wonder if that's because it's so much harder to police what you talk about on a red carpet.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
It is weird. I mean, I just watch it back on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it is funny to see Ant and Dec together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sad. Do you know what? It's one of those things that you're watching it and you know it's all filmed in between his like battling all his like pill popping problems,
yeah,
and then before his kind of incident that happened, and it's actually like you're watching it and looking for signs and stuff like that,
yeah,
and it is quite sad and it's weird. I don't know if because in your head you're thinking, well, Ant's in a bit of a bad place, but Dec seems to be coming across a lot stronger in this round of like Britain's Got Talent, whereas Ant seems to always be the forward, like front man.
Mm.
Dec seems to be it in this season. But I don't know, again, if that is just kind of like mentally in your head, you're seeing it differently because you know the situation, if that makes sense.
I mean, I wonder if they went back and did any re-editing.
I don't know. Maybe Dec just had to fill in the gaps. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think of, if Ant's a bit depleted, then like he gives a bit more and then it kind of becomes a whole thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just, because they don't really show the cracks, do they?
No.
Never.
They're so pro. So pro at it. But yeah, they must have had to do some re-editing.
Yeah.
Because if you're battling like addiction or something or anything like that, you wouldn't be able to like react. Like, you know how there's normally the cut shots of them being like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't keep that up.
And also, he was going through a hard time, wasn't he? Like,
yeah,
the divorce and stuff like that. So, actually, and also, if your best mate's there and you can see that they're having a bit of a tough time, as a best mate, you will kind of, like, step forward for them a bit, wouldn't you?
But, so, we still don't know what's going to happen with the live shows.
I don't think he's going to be back.
No.
We don't know if he won't be.
No. But will it be Dec on his own? I think that would be... I'm not sure about that.
Was there rumours that it's going to be
Stephen Mulhern?
Yeah.
There was rumours about that, but that'll be a really bad idea.
Dermot O'Leary and Emma Willis, because ITV is not very imaginative.
Or Scarlett Moffat.
It's going to be Dec and Scarlett Moffat, isn't it?
Yeah.
It probably will, you know.
They would probably have to put him with a woman, so it's not so, like...
comparing... That you couldn't put him with another guy, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
I need to start watching it. I've heard, I mean, the
it's
ones
really
from what I've watched on YouTube, it's really good. There's a great magician guy who's so good, who got the golden buzzer in the first show. See that guy?
Which one?
The magician guy.
Yeah, with the kids. Oh my God, he was unreal.
Unreal.
And there was a comedian, really, really good comedian, the guy that had disabilities. He was fantastic. There's been really loads of really good ones this year. I think it's like talent-wise, probably one of the best yet.
And I do like the live final week because it's on every night.
Mm. Yeah.
I need to stop watching it.
Yes, you do.
And then before we go, I just wanted to talk about Security Kev.
Yes.
I actually know him, or didn't
do
know him.
You?
Yeah, because he used to be, I'm sure it was Blue, he was a security guard for.
Oh,
he's a security guard for various different artists who's been around for a really long time.
So he's been in and out of this building.
Been in and out.
He must have been in with Ed.
And he's been in with Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's opened an Instagram account and has got like over 600,000 followers because he keeps on posting pictures of Ed and calling him his bae and his little bitch boy. Which is really funny.
It's brilliant.
And Ed's clearly playing along with it and loving it as well.
Yes.
And posing for the pictures.
It's so good. There's one where he poses as Ed Sheeran as well, doesn't he? Like where
he's got a wig on.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. I think I've started following him.
I've started following him.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't taken that plunge yet, but...
I'll do it for a bit and then
tentative.
It might get annoying. I might not follow him for very long, but for now it's funny.
Oh, he's going to get that post-viral thing of like, loads of followers and then like all of a sudden
drop
just
off.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're not funny anymore.
Yeah. Oh.
But he has a great life. That's what that Instagram feed shows to me. Because he's Ed Sheeran security, he travels first class... He has amazing cars. He goes to all these beautiful holiday locations just to look after Ed.
Maybe I should
who's
start.
Actually a really good laugh and very laid back. So
he does seem very laid back in the pictures and stuff.
And whilst he's performing, he can just have like a little nap. So he's not going to be sleep deprived. Yeah, it is a really good job, actually, isn't
it? What are you trying to say about Ed's music?
Well, no, like, just like, with
not
all that travelling.
Oh,
God. No, all his songs are great. No,
I do love it. Yeah, just want to get that out there.
What the heck? You don't have to overcorrect yourself.
They are mostly.
They are very good. All the ones he writes as well, and if you're listening.
He doesn't stop writing songs.
I know.
He's done Anne-Marie's 2002.
Which is awesome.
Oh, so he cannot write a rubbish song.
No.
They're all catchy.
Yeah, that is
What's your favourite Ed song? Of ones that he's written or and of his own.
Oh, that's a good...
I think Sing, is the standout
that's
one.
It's a good one.
It is really... I really do like that.
I think mine is Love Yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one that I really like, and I can't remember which one it is now.
Do you know what? This might be a bit too much information, but I went to the loo at work the other day, and obviously we have our radio stations playing out in the toilet.
Yeah.
And, what's it called? Earthquake. Well, no, what's the one that's about his nan?
Lego House.
Not Lego House.
About his nan.
What's it called? And he talks about you're an angel in the shape of my mum.
Oh,
I actually cried when I listened to it.
Oh, did you? What, in the loo?
I suddenly started tuning into the words and was like, this is so sad. And then I was like, wait, his mum hasn't died, has she? No, that definitely
it's
hasn't happened.
His nan that's died.
It's about his nan who died. You should, Lucy, you know what you're like. Go and listen to that song now and you will be crying by the end of it. You will.
There was that really sad song you did that I was singing for ages and then I realised it was about like a miscarriage. It's awful.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Absolutely awful. Like, you'd be like singing like la 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 and you'd be like, oh, oh God.
Who had a miscarriage?
I don't know. It's just one of the songs. And then there's also that song A-Team, which is like, it seems quite happy. And then it's just about like a homeless girl doing crack.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? You kind of like sing along to these songs and then you realise actually they're really sad. And I was singing along to Busted the other day for like what I go to school for. And then I realised like actually there are a bunch of perverted kids like climbing up a tree to go and perv on their teacher. And that's not acceptable to climb up a tree outside our house to try and get a look of her naked.
And the video, she leaves with them. It's like, that's illegal.
That's even more not acceptable.
Yeah. These are children.
You're a teacher.
Back in the day, that was all okay.
The good old days.
Yeah. Well, that's about it, I think, this week, guys.
Perfect.
That's fun.
Thank you very much for having
me. It's been good. Thea, you need to come and do this again.
I know, this is great fun. You know what we need is a bottle of Prosecco next time, don't
Definitely.
We?
Definitely.
Do that.
We need to add that extra spice to it. Oh, we'll avoid doing all the legal jargon then. I won't be being like, allegedly.
You're like, that happened.
I'll just be like, defamation all over the place.
It's all right, you know how to edit. We'll just put edited bits in afterwards. We'll just do a little spiel at the end that will kind of cover all legal spiel. Yeah,
thank
cool.
you. So we'll be back next week with a bottle of Prosecco.
Yeah.
And more of the stories that we're obsessed with. This is Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast. It comes out every Friday. And just to remind you, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye. Bye.